WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
And in the studio with me this morning is a group from the Philadelphia area, Good Old War. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm glad to have you guys here. I kind of have to say I chuckled when I heard about how you guys named yourself, because when you, I guess, put together your last names, Goodwin, Arnold, and Swartz, it sounded like a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys decided that you were going to name yourself Good Old War. And so you took a piece of each one of your names. I thought it was kind of ingenious, although it does take a bit of explaining.
It does.
It definitely does. But it was the only one that we kind of really felt, right?
Yeah. We had a very hard time picking a name. We even went by another name for a little while, but it's the only one that stuck.
Well, good. It certainly is catchy, though. It does kind of at least make you think about it for a second, which is, I guess, part of the battle, especially when you're out promoting a debut album. But you guys have experience in other groups. There was another group that two of you were in before.
Mm-hmm. Keith and I were in a group called Days Away.
And that was based mostly in the Philly area?
Yep.
And now you're out trekking around the U.S. talking about this new one. I guess I became aware of your album in late last year and was playing Coney Island for a while.
Cool.
And you guys have a new song that you're promoting, or at least someone's promoting to me anyway. And we've been enjoying playing that here. But how about if you give a taste to our listeners of what you guys sound like live?
Okay.
Sure.
This is a song called Looking for Shelter.
WNRN with a group out of the Philadelphia area. They call themselves Good Old War, and they're out promoting their new album, which is called Only Way to Be Alone. And I guess you guys actually don't spend a lot of time alone. You spend a lot of time together traveling, at least at the moment.
Yep, definitely.
Very close. Very good friends, huh? Well, tell us a little bit about kind of this harmonizing that you do. I actually had a local group in recently that are the front people are women, and they really enjoy the whole harmonizing part of making music together. You obviously must have similar feelings.
Yeah, when we started out, we weren't really sure what exactly we were getting ourselves into. And then to fill out the sound, we all decided that we should all sing. And then we've just been working really hard pretty much every day, just singing together and trying to blend our voices. And it's gotten to be really fun, and, you know, it feels good, mm-hmm. You know?
Feels natural. Good when it works, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've got Dan playing guitar today, but each of you play instruments as well. You're kind of mm-hmm. paired down today.
Yeah.
How about if you each introduce yourselves and say which instruments you do play so people can hear you individually as opposed to together?
Okay. I'm Tim, and I play drums and a couple other things.
Accordion.
Keyboards, accordion, sing.
And I'm Keith, and I play guitar and bass and keyboards.
And sing mainly.
And sing mainly. I forgot about that one.
Let's finish this one out. And I'm Dan, and I play the guitar mostly. Maybe a couple of random percussion instruments here and there, but mostly guitar.
Good old War is my guest this morning. Well, I have to say that you start, at least in my, you know, DJ mind, start like ticking through all the groups with three men who do a lot of, you know, singing together. Of course, there has to be the Crosby, Stills, Nash comparison, and I think actually one of the songs, and kind of maybe good for you, not all of your songs it instantly comes to mind, but one song in particular on your album really was pretty reminiscent of that. But imagine, do you kind of work hard to stay away from some of those comparisons, or do you welcome them?
We welcome them. We pretty much do whatever we want to do. Like, we never really keep in mind, like, let's try to make this sound like Crosby, Stills, Nash or anything like that. It's just we'll write a song that we think is a good song, you know, like with the lyrics and the chord changes and everything, and then we'll just spice it up with the three of us. But yeah, I don't mind being compared to those artists, because
there's nothing
great.
Wrong with being compared to great bands with good harmonies at all.
Well, but I don't really hear kind of the really folky comparisons, though, in your music. I mean, Peter, Paul, Mary, or maybe the Kingston Trio also potentially are comparisons, and I don't really hear that as much. Maybe it's just because of what they sang about more than kind of the style of harmonizing.
Yeah, because there's something like the, you know, there's like a, I call it the hippie factor or something like that. Like, where, like, there'll be songs where I'm like, that's got definite hippie factor. And I personally try to stay away from that, like singing about, like, I don't know, like minstrels and I don't know. Whatever.
I don't think we've ever. It's never been very hard to stay away from singing about minstrels.
So we'll have a big minstrel with a red circle and a line through it
shows? Like Jethro Tull lyrics and stuff like that.
Hey, I like Jethro Tull. I like Jethro Tull a lot.
We've got good old War in the WMRN studios this morning. They're doing a little radio tour. We're glad that they were able to stop by today. Another one, gentlemen?
Sure. This is a song called Coney Island. All these people with their
counted 27 birds up there today. I'm thinking that's why I still love it here. Oh, I'm thinking that's why I still love it here. Oh, I can't let this go. I'm on my way. You can only hold my diamond ring. I'll go crawling back to the city I love, 'cause it's already taking everything.
WNRN. We've got Good Old War in the WNRN studios this morning, and we may also have the lawnmower sound in here just a second. It seems like they choose when I do an inner studio to be right outside the door cutting the grass, which is good on a summer day, but also interesting in the middle of an interview. Well, you're talking about writing songs, and that we try to stay away from referring to minstrels or whatever when you're writing. How does the whole songwriting thing work for the three of you? We can just ignore him. He's doing a good job, but we'll ignore the lawnmower man.
I mean, we've all been writing songs individually, and then sometimes, you know, Dan will have a guitar part, and then I'll write some lyrics and melodies over top of it. We've been trying out kind of new things recently, but it's basically starts with just like a song. Either, you know, one of us will write just a full song, and then we'll all add a little spice to it, you know.
So who wrote Coney Island?
Daniel.
I wrote Coney Island.
War.
And what about Give Me Shelter, the song that you start with, or... who wrote that one?
Daniel.
I wrote that one, too.
You wrote that one?
I was going through a good moment, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, have you guys... I mean, this album came into my hands back in, November, December. You guys have had some time to kind of let these things stew. Have you also had a chance to write some new music since that?
Yeah, tons. Definitely.
Yeah.
We have about 20 songs recorded.
Yeah, we're pretty much ready to go on a new album right now.
So where are you going to be recording the new album?
Oh, we're doing it all ourselves.
Houses.
Yeah, at our house.
So Pro Tools?
Yeah. Yes. We bought a couple of outboards stuff, like a nice compressor and some microphones and stuff like that.
And is that how you did the first one as well?
No, we only did one song on the first record. The last song that's on that record, we recorded at my house, but... Every other song we did with this guy, Rick Parker. Actually, two of the songs, Looking for Shelter and Coney Island.
Oh, yeah, Looking for Shelter we did at a house, too, yeah.
We did at a house with our equipment, but this guy, Jason Cupps, recorded it for us. He's a really super talented dude, and he helped us out. He's probably going to mix all the stuff that we record at home, make it sound sweet.
So you kind of learned through doing the first one, you know, where you might need some help, and now you can do it yourself?
Yeah, basically, because I was on the phone with him the whole time since he used all my equipment. Like, how do I mic the drums up with what I have? How do I do this? How do I do that? And he'd spend, like, hours on the phone with me. And I sent him the tracks, you know, some of the stuff that we did, and he's, like, he was really pumped on it. So I think we did something good. We'll probably end up doing that as long as we possibly can, you know, just recording our own stuff.
Well, you got some other things booked for yourself this summer. You got some cool gigs.
Mm-hmm. We got some festivals, and then we got a nationwide tour starting the end of August.
And we just got home from around the country, and we're about to go back out again.
Yeah. The biggest gig of all time, Keith's getting married in August.
Yeah,
that's the biggest one.
Sorry, ladies.
Well, we'll let the weed whacker man go by before we have you play another song for us. I was just actually curious whether or not you'd be able to play something that isn't on this album for us this morning.
Oh.
Is that possible?
Yeah, we could.
Because I'd like to be able to hear some of the new music. I do like it.
All right.
Yeah, we'll play a brand new song.
Okay. We've got Good Old War in the WNRN studios this morning.
The song is called Sinking Ship.
What will be your story now? Today is something far inside. Hurt your body, close your eyes.
Listening to Good Old War on WNRN. They're driving by and stopped in and playing some live music for us this morning on Acoustic Sunrise. We're going to just take a quick break and we'll be back with more music and conversation with them in just a minute. My guests in studio this morning, group from Philadelphia called Good Old War. And they got a debut album out called Only Way to Be Alone. Well, gentlemen, how do people get in contact with you if they want to see you play or take a road trip, check out what you guys look like in person? Where do they find you?
The best way probably is probably our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/goodoldwar. But if you go to goodoldwar.com or Google anything with us, it's pretty easy to find any information pretty much. Mm-hmm. But all of our tour dates are always on our MySpace page. So that's the first place to go look probably.
So when's the next gig?
We are playing, the next gig is in Philadelphia actually. We're doing a big radio show, a festival for a station called WXPN in Philadelphia, which is one of our favorite stations up there.
It's our sister station up there.
Oh, yeah,
we know the good folks up there.
We love that station, and so we're going to do the Exponential Music Festival, and then, like we said, we get a little bit of time off, couple weeks just for Keith's wedding and his honeymoon, and then we're back. We're back on the road, so I hope we're passing through Virginia, but I'm not positive. I'll tell my
okay. Okay, well, actually, that Exponential Music Festival is quite spectacular. It's really quite an event, you know, three days, lots and lots of music. So
it really is.
It's going to be a good exposure for you all. Are you well-known in Philly?
I think we do pretty good in Philly, yeah. We do pretty well most places. We've got good luck.
Excellent. Well, will you do one more live for us this morning?
Sure.
Which one are we doing?
This is a song called Tell Me.
Okay, I'm in tune. Last time I wasn't.
There's a hole in this story. There is something that I haven't seen. To yourself, but if you're lonely, tell me, I know the way you what you're thinking. Your eyes, they start to roll when you're holding back. And I used to blame myself, but there must be other serious reasons why the devil's in your voice when you start to laugh. There's a hole in this story. There is something that I haven't seen. And for now, you want to keep it to yourself. But if you're lonely, tell me. I've tried and tried, I still cannot find any good sleep. Did you think that I would go on not noticing? Your attention's all too sweet, but you don't want to listen to me. Would you rather us complete this misery? There's a hole in this story. There is something that I haven't seen. And for now, gonna keep it to yourself. But if you're lonely, tell me, tell me. If you're lonely, tell me, tell me.
WNRN, Good Old War, made up of Keith Goodwin, Tim Arnold, and Dan Swartz. And we'll hope that you will be back in our area sometime soon to play for a little larger audience.
Well, thank you.
Well, and good luck to you at the Exponential Festival, and also your impending nuptials.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. And we're going to play another tune, but this one directly from the new album called Only Way to Be Alone. And the song is called Just Another Day on WNRN.